So when on the undercard of boxing, you know, there's in boxing, there's going to be favorable matchups. So if you're part of the Go Box promotion or Golden Boy promotion, they're going to give you the favorable matchup to build your record to get you into bigger fights. Dude, some of the mismatches, I was like, what is going on here, man?
Really?
There's some kid.
Because they want to pepper somebody's record.
Or you give him experience and he's a hometown boy and they, you know, for a reason, this guy's this record and they need this guy to win. You know what I'm saying? So it's not, they're not like, you know, honey dick in the fights where they're predicting the winner, but they basically are. Because this guy who got in there, he's fighting this guy was an MMA fighter, just turned boxing. He was 5-0. He's fighting this kid. I look at his record. He's 0-1. I see him getting in. His cornerman has sweats on. He didn't look properly warmed up. He gets in there, and I could just tell from his movement. I looked at the rest of the team, and I go, I don't think that kid's ever fought in his life. And they all start laughing. I go, I'm telling you, man, I've seen a lot of fighters move. I don't think that kid's ever fought in his life. He comes out. His hands are down by his waist.
Oh, no.
He's just swinging shots. I went, you could pick anyone in the crowd and they could fight better than this. What's going on here, man? And even they were like, it was hard not to laugh. It was like, what the fuck?
What?
He gets dropped with a body shot, you know, and then they get him out of there. And I went, I think they must have, there's no way that kid's own. That kid's never fought in his life before.
That's weird.
So weird. So then that was, I was like, yeah, whatever. That kid just wanted the experience. That's crazy. Jump on a CBS card for your first fight.
On a CBS card? That's so weird.
So he gets out of there, next fight. And this was, there are great stories in boxing. So there's a guy who, I forget his name, one of the fighters I interviewed, but he was a Golden Gloves champ, had a great amateur career, turned pro, then his mom died. He went into severe depression. He took 10 years off.
What?
He's 37 now.
10 years.
10 years off. His kids begged him to start fighting again. Now he's 10-0. He's training out of Venice, California. He's 10-0 now. He won his fight, but he fought this dude whose record was 9-9. Mexican dude, roofer from Mexico. He spends his days roofing. Tan as fuck because he's just up there
tough
roofing.
Tough kid.
He's older.
Tough life.
He's not even a kid. Tough life. Lives in Mexico. You should see this guy. He had the old school mouthpiece.
Jesus.
You just tell. It's just like, holy, this guy.
That's a rough
guy. But nicest guy ever. He just has a fighter's heart, but he didn't have the skills. He kept getting wobbled, and they just couldn't put him away. He was awkward. And I looked down. I'm not going to reveal his pay. I looked down at his pay. I thought, holy fuck, man. He's a roofer in Mexico full-time,
yeah,
which you can't pay much. And then he just flew to the States to fight this guy who's 10-0, you know, and just kept getting wobbled. Just heartbreaking.
And man. No money.
No money. Because then he has to pay taxes here in Mexico. Cornerment, you know, it's like
it's just
like I literally wanted to just give him my paycheck.
Yeah,
if I could have, I would have.
I know
if they would have get cashed out. I would have gave him my.
I know that feeling. I know that feeling.
Fuck, man. There's some guys where you just.
Well, there's something so noble and pure about a guy. I roof and I box and I'll make do with what I can get.
But I was thinking about it because of the situation we're in. We also look at it like, fuck, poor guy. He might be like, dude, I'm on CBS 100%. Boxing. I flew to America.
It's all relative.
You're going to pay me to fight?
All relative.
Well, I don't give a fuck what you pay me.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go back and roof whenever I want. I live in a small, you know.
And by the way, people
house.
Around him are all like, happy. This guy's a pro fighter.
A
he's a pro
in
fighter.
Mexico?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
He's a pro fighter. He gets paid to fight. Mm-hmm. That's a big accomplishment and a big deal.
CBS. CBS Sports. You know,
his family. Everybody's watching.
Shane Mosley card.
That's big.
I doubt they're watching, but yeah.
How did Sugar Shane do?
Sugar Shane did well, man. The guy he fought, Avanesian. He's a, and this is why
Armenian
they
probably, guy?
Russian Armenian.
Oh boy.
And so in the production meeting, I went, I said this in front of everyone, it's probably why they didn't want me on color commentary. And I went, we know one thing. We know two things. He's going to be tough. He's going to be hairy as fuck. I thought it was funny. Armenian Russian?
It's very funny.
Tough and hairy?
It's nothing wrong.
It's funny,
with that.
Right?
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that.
No one laughed.
Armenians are macho.
Literally, everyone went like this.
Armenians are macho. They'll fucking let their hair, their chest hair, they're like, trim? What am I, a bitch?
Yeah, what are you?
Armenians are old
like
school.
Jenner?
They're old school masculine. They're like, hey, man, I can nest a bird in my chest, you bitch.
I thought it was funny.
I'm not manscaping.
Hey,
that's for pussies.
Hey, not a week. So they were like, yeah, maybe just in ring interviews for you. Like, okay. Okay, and then they give me an earpiece where they want to tell you the questions. I don't want to hear your questions. I have my own questions, so I ask my own. I don't know if I'll be back.
Was he hairy?
He was hairy as fuck, but he was 26 years old or 25 years
tough
old.
Tough kid, good,
He just was a world champion, and the winner of this fight fights Sean Porter, Keith Thurman, which is an amazing fight. So when I got in the ring, obviously he just beat Shane Mosley.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Mosley's 44. He's a legend, he's 44.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to ask about, okay, you just beat an older 44-year-old legend. The big deal here is you are required to fight Keith Thurman or Sean Porter.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win?
Yeah.
Who, and how do you think you're going to match up with him? He went, Porter's going to win, I'm going to knock Porter. No, he goes, Thurman's going to win, I'm going to knock Thurman out. That's what we care about.
Yeah.
People were upset because I didn't ask about Mosley fight. We saw the Mosley fight.
Yeah.
Mosley's an older guy, lost a step, you beat him. Hey, man. Okay, the big deal here is you have to fight the winner, Porter Thurman.
Yeah, those guys.
So that's all I gave a fuck.
Those are sturdy men.
So this is my question. I went, I said, oh, it's your first fight in America. You beat a legend. Congratulations. You look great. But here's the $1 million question. Probably, hopefully, more than a million to you. Now you have to fight the winner of Sean Porter, Keith Thurman. Who do you see winning that fight, and do you care who you fight? And they had to have a translator, so I don't think he got all of it. And he just kind of muffled Thurman, thinks Thurman's going to win. But that was my...
What do you think? Who do you think is going to win that?
They used to train together, and Sean Porter's dad used to coach Thurman, too.
I didn't know that.
So they know him pretty well. But I would say Thurman wins that fight. But I think Thurman... That was the thing. The winner of Mosley, Avanesian, fighting Thurman or Porter, neither one of those guys is going to beat either of those guys.
Oh, they're not.
No. And I think for Shane, and I got booed a little bit because I went, you know, every time you get in here, it seems like you beat Father Time. Would you say Father Time catched up with you tonight? Did you fight a 25-year-old
lion? It's a good question. It's a legit question.
Well, yeah. And granted, Shane Mosley's a friend of mine, a good buddy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk all the time, but I'm there to do a job. I think that's what, you know, he's 44. There's the elephant in the room is you're 44. You've done everything in boxing. You're a legend. You just lost a 25-year-old who's really not a name.
Yeah.
To be honest, he's kind of a middle. He's a world champion, but amongst the big guys at 147, he's really nothing.
Do you think he's thinking of? Do you think in Sugar Shane's head, Bernard Hopkins is always kind of there? Like if Bernard can do it, I can do it.
No, I don't think those guys do that. I think for him, he just loves fighting.
Yeah.
And now, and this is why I support it. People go, "Oh, you talk about CTE, but what about Sugar Shane?" The reason I support is, if you know Shane, his entire career, he had so much shit happen outside the ring with his ex-wife, and he had all this horrible stuff going on. So he won and lost some big fights. Obviously, he won way more than he lost. Mm-hmm. So he's a legend. But a lot of those big fights, he was dealing with some stuff, man.
Yeah.
So that's gone now. Now he has his girlfriend, Trista, who's amazing. Mm-hmm. She's the best.
She's awesome, man.
She's putting this whole promotion together. So he said, fuck boxing. I'm going to go do my own promotional thing. I'll still fight, build off my name. So he's trying to build his own business, which I get.
There you go.
Now you're going to have to go a different direction, I think.
Is he going to retire from boxing, though, after this fight?
I think so.
What did he say about his performance?
He was honest. We talked afterwards, and I went, what did you notice was the biggest difference? He said, just the speed. When you get older, he goes, you know, I have the knowledge of what I want to do, but the trigger's not as fast as
reaction time.
The reaction's not there. And I think Avanesian, when he got in there, he could have made it even a more deciding victory. But the first four rounds, and I called this, I think he got in there and was like, holy shit, that's a legend. And he was like very hesitant, trying to feel him out, where if he just would have went balls to the wall and like, it's another fight, I'm going to fuck this old dude up, he would have really outclassed him, I think. But the first four is like, holy shit, that's Sugar Shane.